I could have tried to defend this law and made a statement that I don't agree with it, but I'm going to try to defend it. And he would have seemed as wishy-washy.
That's Attorney General Jack Conway, his eyes still watering from an emotional press conference just hours earlier when he decided not to appeal an historic federal ruling that overturned portions of the state's ban on same-sex marriage.
She said, "Jack, you really stink when you're not authentic."
However, there are plenty of people in Frankfurt who think Conway's decision stinks.
I think the decision that the Attorney General made today was about whether he should do his constitutional job. And he basically said that he was not going to do that.
That's Martin Cothran of the Conservative Family Foundation. His group has been involved in the case at issue and says that Governor Steve Beshear's intention to appeal Heyburn's ruling via outside counsel makes Conway look bad.
To have an executive branch, which is seems to be not very enthusiastic about defending it, doing this is really a second best kind of thing. We would prefer the body that passed the law and that is more answerable to the people have some standing in this case.
Cothran supports a bill being considered by Republican Senator Dan Syme, which would allow the House Speaker, the Senate President, or a third-party entity like the Family Foundation to appeal in cases like this. Although Syme acknowledges the bill may not be needed in light of Governor Beshear's decision to appeal, he says that since marriage is historically a state's rights issue, the legislature may need that power to defend a more traditional view of marriage.
This is not an anti-gay issue necessarily, because the legislation that we passed going back, I think, in 04, was basically one man, one woman. So we also are saying that if let's say, a state out there wants to approve multiple marriages, it may come from the Mormon side of this thing. Do we have a state right to reject that issue? Should we have multiple marriages?
But Conway says Syme's efforts would be in vain. He cites a U.S. Supreme Court ruling involving California's same-sex marriage ban, known as Prop 8, and the Defense of Marriage Act. The court dismissed the case, Conway says, because they ruled that the third parties litigating it didn't have standing for their claims.
Senator Syme might want to educate himself a little bit on the constitutional standing issue before we pass another piece of unconstitutional legislation.
Chris Hartman, director of Kentucky's Fairness Campaign, agrees with Conway, but is disappointed in Beshear's intent to appeal. This week marks the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Frankfurt. Hartman says it dovetails perfectly with the issue, and, like in the civil rights era that preceded it, people are realizing that they don't want to be on the wrong side of history.
No one wants to be on the wrong side of that history, to tell their children that when the moment came to make the decision of whether or not to stand up for people in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, no one wants to say that they took a seat.
And neither did Conway, who in his press conference said he made his decision with his daughter's judgment in mind. Afterward, free from microphones and the gaze of news cameras and still misty-eyed, Conway says he called his wife, Elizabeth, to discuss what had happened.
She said, "You know, I've seen what you read. It's made me almost cry several times." And I said, "Well, honey, I did cry. I cried in front of the whole world. So how about that?" And she laughed.
And as Beshear has already begun seeking an attorney for his appeal, we're bound to see more laughter and tears as the case builds. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.